T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Should Trump be impeached? I don't think so. I actually kind of like Trump because he's different than Clinton. He's different than Bush. He's not being bought by legislations and big businesses. He's just on his own.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen, 10 in the morning at 8:47. Three big things. Three. Man arrested in connection with California wildfire. He is facing arson charges.
Two.
Wichita woman dies in Colorado. Jeep plunges over a cliff.
One.
Vote count continues in Republican primary for Kansas governor. Final outcome could take weeks. Three big things. Stephen Ted on KNSS.
And this morning, stalled out vehicle northbound I-135 right around Pawnee. Potential traffic hazard in a high traffic time out there. And the gasoline prices in the Wichita area this morning, still around $2.69 a gallon. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Chad Chambers.
Hey, mostly sunny today with a 10% chance for rain and a high of 92 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low is 68. Friday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow, a 10% chance for rain again. Tomorrow's high, 93. Now partly cloudy. We have a south wind at 5 miles per hour and 69 degrees. Hey, coming up at 9 o'clock, the Glenn Beck program. Mm-hmm. Some of the topics this morning. NAACP calls Trump a racist. Twitter signals hate speech crackdown. And Muslim extremist children training camp busted up in New Mexico. And they're going to talk about that on Glenn Beck this morning. Keep it here at 9 o'clock. Glenn Beck program.
All sorts of talk topics.
Here on KNSS and on our webpage. By the way, quick note on our webpage, knssradio.com. Mm-hmm. That is the best radio station webpage in Kansas.
Hey now.
Kansas Association of Broadcasters just released it. Congratulations.
Well, we have a lot of information on there, and we are always updating it.
Yeah, and Stephen,
we want you to make that a place that you go to all the time.
A very important Stephen Ted poll, which says August is National Sandwich Month.
Which is also on our webpage.
What is your favorite sandwich? Bologna's coming in at 2%. PB&J at 4%. Tuna or chicken salad, 8%. Turkey, 10%. Ham and cheese, 12%. The BLT at 31% and the top at 33%, the Reuben. How about that? Take the poll, the Steve and Ted poll, right there on our webpage.
It's right there.
Yep. KNSSradio.com. U.S. wholesale prices were unchanged in July after 2 months of large increases, a sign that inflation pressures have softened. The Department of Labor says today the Producer Price Index, the PPI, which measures price changes before they reach the consumer, increased 3.3% last month from a year earlier. That's down slightly from 3.4% in June, which was the biggest in 6 years. Gas prices and other energy costs fell after 2 months of strong gains, and food costs also declined. So there you go, the PPI, Ted.
You can throw out all those numbers you want, but all my bills seem to be going up.
Are they going up? Well, that's because you live a rather lavish lifestyle,
yeah,
Ted. And you probably need to be a little more austere and cut back on some of the big spending.
I'm sorry that I buy things like food.
Yeah.
And I have air conditioning.
Got to ratchet back a little bit on toilet paper and things like that.
I'm already down to one ply. I'm not sure how much further I can go on that front.
That's disturbing. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. Something new for a YMCA planned for WSU. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, the newest branch of the Greater Wichita YMCA will have a medical clinic attached to it. Wesley Healthcare and the Y announced a partnership that means a $3 million clinic will be added to the plans for the YMCA on the WSU campus. Both are expected to open in 2020. The urgent care center will have 10 exam rooms and provide extended hours to WSU staff, faculty, students, and employees of businesses in the area. Rents in downtown Wichita have dropped. A report by Apartment List shows Wichita rents were down by 0.6% in July and are down 0.3% for the year. Developer Jason Van Sickle says the downtown market is still healthy. At his Flats 324 complex, occupancy over 90%. The average monthly rent is about $750, according to Apartment List. One of three panels at Wednesday's ICT Summit featured some of Wichita's brewers, coffee and beer. The group told the summit attendees that breweries add to the quality of life in Wichita and that they help each other succeed. But they all shared that they ran into red tape trying to get their businesses off the ground. They hope that changes can be made so other startups have an easier time. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Thank you, Bill. Ted, if you notice, I take it that there are like three different boxes of donuts back here in our break area, in our kitchen, our galley. I don't know what's going on, but it's a donut day. I've got one here. You've got one over there.
We usually got a supply of donuts on Thursday, but it seems to have multiplied today.
I brought in cookies from St. Shelley.
We've got a couple of Krispy Kreme boxes. There's a Dunkin' Donuts box. Yep. There's some homemade brownies.
Yeah.
And you brought in some
cookies,
kind of granola type cookies.
I think it could be that we're celebrating the Kansas Association Broadcast Awards that were just announced, and we can tell you real quick what we've got here. Okay, we had an honorable mention for KNSS for a public service announcement. Tony Dusing and Jeff Longwell, the mayor, did that one.
Okay,
we had an honorable mention for KNSS news feature. I did that one. I don't even remember what it was about. We had a second place for best newscast, complete newscast. That's you and me and Jad and
The whole
Dan
team.
O'Neill,
yep.
Dan Holliday. And what do we got? A first place for the KNSS station website.
Yes.
And then the first place that we've been talking about this morning, best complete sportscast with Ted Woodward.
Hey,
congratulations,
how about that?
Ted.
Thank you.
That's very, very nice. There you go. We did well in the KAB Awards, and we'll be picking up our trophies one of these days soon. Today is National Book Lovers Day. I think when I first got hooked on books, I don't know, maybe third grade, they had a competition. The University of Kansas encouraged kids in public schools to read books.
Okay. Good.
And if you read a certain amount, you got a little certificate.
Nice.
I still have mine somewhere at home that I got in the fourth grade. I read, I think it was 25 books in 1 year. And I get hooked on it.
And
I got hooked on reading.
It has served you well over the years.
I read something every day. I know you read books as well. So.
I wish. I wish I were more of a reader.
Well, you got to have some time.
I know.
And we get busy. And, I'm a booker. I'm a book reader. So today is National Book Lovers Day.
Yeah, bring it on.
Bring it on. All right.
There's nothing like a good book.
Nope. I don't think so.
Making your way through it. Except just maybe enjoying it.
Yeah. Maybe a good donut. Coming up at 9
too.
O'clock, KSS News at 9. Kansas primary vote count still not complete. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.